Here we go. Talk Around Tuesday. August 19th edition, coming to you live from the Radio Hut on Dakota Avenue. Thank you for waking up with us. Well, it's Tuesday. I got two of my favorites in. We're talking real estate. Action Realty with Steve and Sherry. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Numbers. Now, I always look at you, Steve, and go, numbers, what are we doing?
I was watching a lot of television this morning. I hope we're going to be headed towards a slant downward here.
That would help.
It really would. You know, I see a lot of push to wanting to get at least a 6%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if they could be a hair under at the high fives, you know, they think the market would just take off exceptionally well. And at this point, I kind of agree with that.
Right. So, I've been hearing a lot lately, and I wanted to ask you two this, about equity and home equity. And, you know, your house is your biggest investment, obviously. And we've talked about this, too, about dealing with local people, too, and people you can trust. How do you put more equity into your home? If you buy a home, how do you increase your equity on that? Sherry, that one's for you.
So, you know, the number one thing that I think a person should do is you got to buy the property at the right price range.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't go in and, you know, and your realtor should know if the property is overpriced or have an opinion for that. But if you buy that property right and make some improvements to the property, such as new kitchen, new landscape, some of those upgraded things in a property,
sure,
you're hopefully going to increase your equity on the property once you turn around to sell.
Because that's in a lot of people's minds, the forefront of a lot of people's minds, you know, someday I'm going to be able to sell this place. So you don't want to go backwards on it, I'm guessing.
No, I mean, you don't. And, you know, things that Sherry said are certainly true. I'd say keep making your payment.
Well, because, yeah, definitely.
Definitely, you know, just the principal reduction over renting is one of the benefits. It's kind of a forced savings plan in a way.
Yeah, it is.
And so as that, of course, it depends on whether you file long form income tax, but the interest may be tax deductible also, and mm-hmm. your property taxes. So, you know, there are a lot of things that work in favor of owning that house too, that sort of in the long run puts equity back into the house by just lowering your loan balance. And over time, you do hope the market goes up a little bit, which also, you know, adds some of that. Right now, I would say we're probably flatlined, I would say, on prices, Sherry.
Yeah, I think.
You know, but at the same time, it's still an okay time to buy a house, I believe.
Absolutely. And I love that term, kind of a forced savings plan, you know, where when it's time to cash out, you know, obviously you're looking for the maximum. So take care of your property, take care of your house, and keep it looking good.
Absolutely. You know, and don't make the mistake of buying a house in whatever year and then waiting another 20 years to do any upgrades on that property, because all of a sudden, you're 20 years in and you've got a lot of improvements to do, and then it's going to feel overwhelming. So, you know, I like to encourage people, keep up on those home improvements. You know, it makes it your home and unique to your likings, and it doesn't get overwhelming when you decide you do want to sell.
So what do you think when you walk into, if somebody said, okay, I'm looking to sell, come out, and they first sign you on at Action Realty, and you walk into a home, we've talked about this, and the appliances and everything is like 1970. You know, I mean, what do you tell a prospective, you know, somebody that's looking to sell going, this is a little outdated? I mean, do you break that to them gently?
You know, it's part of our job as their realtor to be honest with them,
right.
You know, and I feel that if I can help them get extra money or more money for their property by making some certain improvements, I'm definitely going to give them that option.
Right.
Of course, I mean, it's up to them what they decide to do, but I'm going to at least throw that idea out there and say, you know, imagine if we did this to the property, we could maybe get an extra $10,000 or whatever the situation is. But yeah, it's definitely our responsibility, I think, to share that with our client.
We're talking increasing your home's equity when you're looking to sell. Steve, how's the golf game?
About four or five holes are okay, and then the rest not so.
Okay. Well, it's been what kind of years have been out there on the course? I mean, rainy,
wet.
Rainy. Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, we're talking real estate and golf. as we do, and the numbers too, as we do each and every Tuesday. Folks, thanks for stopping in. This will be up in our podcast early this afternoon. So if you missed any of this conversation talking about home equity, you can find it there on our website, kbmwnews.com. We talk real estate with Stephen Cherry from Action Realty. Oh, phone number.
642-4700.
Hey, all it takes is a phone call or just stop into the location here on Dakota Avenue. It's 915, the voice of the valley. AM 14.